Audio Boo, it's the Rowdy American here, and I am descaling my Keurig. So, I've already taken it apart, I've washed everything out, I've cleaned the needles with a paperclip. Actually, I didn't have a paperclip, so I used a safety pin, but close enough. So I cleaned the needles, I've cleaned the water reservoir, I have... What else have I done? I cleaned all the, the funnel, the K-cup holder. I cleaned off the outside of the machine. And so now I'm at the point, I've filled the water reservoir with vinegar, like it says to do in the instructions. I have the Elite. I've already ran 1 cup of vinegar through. I'm running the second one through now, as you can hear. You can hear it going into the cup. Keep in mind, that's just vinegar now going through. Now, what I have to do is run this through until the tank is empty, till the reservoir... Well, it won't be totally empty because... It'll say fill water eventually, but there'll still be some in the bottom of the reservoir. And then I have to let it sit for 4 hours and then empty the water reservoir completely and, clean it with, wash the reservoir out and all that. And then I have to run several cycles of water through, just to make sure the vinegar is all out of the machine. So this is the second cup. And I'm not going to keep you guys on here the whole time, but I don't know. I just thought I'd put this on Audio Boo for something to do while we do this. And so now we're going to run another cycle through. Excuse me. Like I said, I've cleaned everything. I even cleaned the drip tray. I cleaned the exit needles and the funnel. I even cleaned the entry needle. You got to be careful with that, though, because it's right next to the water tube. And if you puncture the water tube, well, then your machine's going to leak. So I did that very carefully. And we're just continuing on. Oh, and we're also taking apart the bed. Carrie's sweeping in the bedroom right now, but we're going to take apart the bed because the frame is a metal frame and it keeps making creaky sounds, and one wheel it's snapped a bit, and one wheel has already broken.
It's because we have too much rough sex. I'll admit it, we have rough sex, we broke the bed.
We've definitely, the metal frame is broken.
he doesn't admit to the fact that he has rough sex.
Yeah, Homer, thank you. Carrie plays Tap Tap.
No, it's Tapped Out.
Tapped Out, that's it.
Yeah, Tapped Out.
And that's The Simpsons, and that's Homer. And the X-Files that you hear is Carrie's messaging sound.
Somebody's texting me.
I wonder who that is.
It's my other boyfriend, It's Shane. There you go. Because, according to Miko, I'm madly in love with him and I want him back. All I say to that is, ew, fuck, no. I will never, ever, ever, ever do that ever again. I am the man of my dreams, and that's all I want.
Aw. So I'm on my third or fourth cup through, I'm not sure, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to go for now. I just thought I'd let you guys
besides, I need to steal him from
know
you
what
guys.
We were doing. Anyway, bye for now.
Bye.